The most damaging lie about parenting. The reason we feel so overwhelmed is because most of us are attempting to follow an impossible model, and it is fueled by a dangerous lie. Here's the most damaging lie about parenting. We are responsible for our children. I know that to even question such a statement sounds ridiculous. Of course I'm responsible for my kids. Who else would be? I can only ask you to bear with me and keep listening. You see, most people would define parenting like this. It is our job as parents to get our children to think, feel, and especially behave the right way. It is our job to get our children to be good. Of course that's right, right? Wrong. Now, let me be clear. In my experience working with families, I've seen the devastating effects of terrible parenting on now grown adults. Certainly, we have a profound amount of influence on how our kids turn out. This audiobook will illustrate the power we have to shape our children. In fact, I don't think we can overestimate this influence we have on future generations. But what that really means is that we have a far greater responsibility to our children than we have for our children. Let me say that again so it will sink in. We are much less responsible for our children than we've ever been told. However, we have a far greater responsibility to our children than we've ever realized. Most of us feel like we're responsible for our children. Sure, they're totally dependent on us right from the beginning, but let's think about that for a moment. If we are responsible for our children, then we have a really big problem. How long did it take you to realize that your child had a mind of her own? Early on, our children start to make their own choices. This is part of growing up. In truth, this is growing up. Even in infancy, our kids start to embrace their natural ability to make decisions about what they will and will not do. They begin to choose how they feel, how they think, and how they behave. I know this concept is simplistic, but it carries all the seeds of our frustration in raising kids. They simply make different choices than we want them to make. They choose to yell and scream in the grocery store. They choose not to do their homework. They choose to break curfew and disrespect our rules. They choose to throw their waffles on the floor in front of a restaurant full of people. If you are responsible for your children, then you have to figure out how to program them to make the right choices. And you need to do it quickly. You have to learn the right techniques to get them to think, feel, and behave according to your definition of good. All of this sounds alarmingly like obedience training. It comes as no surprise, then, to find parenting books at your local bookseller written by animal trainers. What works for Fido can work for your child. If you are totally responsible for coercing your children into being good, then it makes perfect sense to enlist some program or system like that. Such an approach may make parents feel big and in charge, but it leaves children feeling small and incompetent. The fact that our children have been given the power of choice as self-directed human beings can thwart even the best obedience training program. Children will soon realize they are in a no-win situation. Either they kill their own decision-making spirit in an attempt to reduce their parents' anxiety, or they rebel against their parents' authority. That's the catch-22 of the responsible for model of parenting. Parents either program their children correctly, or they've failed. Children either conform to the system, surrender their individuality, and become the child we don't have to worry about, or they rebel against the system, failing to get with the program. Do you see the two categories we have neatly set up? On one hand, we have what will make mom and dad less anxious, and on the other hand, we have wrong choices that will make mom and dad more anxious. For most families, there simply is no third option. In this system, the possibility of children learning to act for themselves and think critically about their choices does not exist. Doing so would equal rebellion. If your child ends up doing the right thing, then you've raised a robot. He did exactly as he was programmed to do. But if your child ends up thinking and acting for himself, then you've raised a rebel.